we take up the cross. August 29. If we shun the cross, we lose eternal life. He that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. Matthew 10:38. There can be only two classes, and all who place themselves on the side of the disloyal are standing under Satan's black banner and are charged with rejecting and despitefully using Christ. They are charged with deliberately crucifying the Lord of life and glory. He who shuns a cross shuns the reward promised to the faithful. Look to Calvary until your hearts melt at the amazing love of the Son of God. He left nothing undone that fallen man might be elevated and purified. And shall we not confess him? Will the religion of Christ degrade its receiver? No, it will be no degradation to follow in the footsteps of the man of Calvary. Day by day, let us sit at the feet of Jesus and learn of him, that in our conversation, our conduct, our dress, and in all our affairs, we may reveal the fact that Jesus is ruling and reigning over us. God calls upon us to walk in a path that has been cast up for the ransomed of the Lord. We are not to walk in the world. We are to surrender all to God and confess Christ before men. He that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Day by day we are to deny self, to lift the cross and follow in the footsteps of the Master. I am glad that the day of probation is not closed. Let us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth fall on the rock and be broken. By meekness, by love, by a holy conversation, by a compassionate spirit, confess Christ to others. Oh, that we might come into a position where he might reveal his glory as it was revealed in Jerusalem when the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the people. The cross of Calvary is to us the pledge of everlasting life.